Glenn, the Donegal Championship on the trophy cabinet, and I suppose setting your sights now on a new target and a new challenge when you face Barry McGuigan tomorrow.
Yeah, we had a good campaign now with the in Donegal here. Something we really wanted at the start of the year. We planned the whole year in the championship this year in Donegal, and as you say, once we got that, it was great to get it for the first time for the club. And this last 2 weeks there, we're preparing well for Derry now, but up in Marafelt, and we'll really give it a good push and see how we get on with it.
And tell me, how have those preparations gone? Because I know it can be a difficult time of the year with girls away at college and back to work and one thing and another.
Yeah, that was the biggest challenge we had so far. And another challenge we have now is the field. Just with the weather been so poor the last couple of weeks, we had to train down in AstroTurf down in Inver. But it's great to get the facilities within your club to do it. But no, the scoring, like the numbers are still coming out. There's still a good young team in our panel we have. So a lot of them at school, a lot of minors. So they come down every Wednesday night and Friday. And the college ones then get back up Friday evening and train with us. Or else we do start Sunday morning if the weather is good or whatever. So but no, the preparation isn't too bad. There's still a good interest for the girls to do well and after. So they're still coming out whenever they're available, whenever they can.
Because you've had a good season, as you said, you won the junior championship and you also won the Donegal Gaeltacht championship. You know, do you feel that the girls are still hungry for more?
Oh, without a doubt. The first training session afterwards, they really said they've definitely put their head down for the next 3 or 4 weeks and give it a good push. And we're getting great even feedback from Robert Emmett's manager. He came in to us after they won the final, and he watched us well for the Ulster campaign, and he told us if we get our act together and keep the commitment in it, that we'd give it a good push. So when you get people from outside the club wishing you well and backing you, it's a great incentive for the girls themselves to do well in it and really give it a go this year.
And tell me, Barry McGuigan, as you say, are your opponents, do you know much about them?
We don't know, which made me a bad thing. I just know that they played intermediate, but with Derry, they're allowed to come down. A few other countries are allowed to do it as well to the junior Ulster campaign. So we know that the club edition side are obviously county champions in their own right. I don't know much about them, but as a manager, it's not a bad thing. All you can do is concentrate on your own team and your own panel. So that's what we do.
And have you got everybody?
We're missing a few girls due to work commitments and exams and stuff like that. But we still have a great panel going there. Like, we still have the 25, 26, still ready to go. So out of the 15 that started the last day, the first 15 will be there.